JNG, calling KV2 PQA.
KV2 JNG, PQA.
Mike, hearing you pretty clear here through the echo link, but barely coming clear over the radio.
Copy that, KV2. I hear pretty clear. KV2 JNG, this is KV2 PQA. I can hear you loud and clear.
Hear that a little bit better, Mike. Figure out how to use the echo link on the computer, or are you using it with the phone?
So I set up it originally on my phone, and that worked pretty flawlessly, without issue. The only downside to it is, and it's probably me, and I don't know the configuration settings in the application, but there is a, as soon as you connect to the repeater on Echo Link, it, you know, establishes a connection, and then, you know, people are anticipating your conversation. But I wish there was a way I could do it in Echo Link where I could just listen in. Probably my ignorance, and I don't know how to do it. But this is on the computer. I have it set up. I got it all set up today, this morning, and took me a couple tries to figure it out. Once I figured out the authentication, it started to work. But seems like it's working pretty well. How's the transmission sound on your side? This is KV2 PQA.
Well, over the radio, it's very static. It sounds like you're very distant and come in and out occasionally. But I'm also simultaneously listening to the feed coming in over the internet here, and you seem to be very clear. So I'm not sure why you sound different over the radio here. Getting pretty good signal.
Yeah, copy that. I'm guessing it's probably weather, your distance to your repeater as well, depending on, you know, how far away you are from that tower, wherever that repeater is sitting, it might be a transition issue because of the weather and stuff like that. Do you have metal siding on your house?
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly how far away it is, but I'm getting a pretty good receipt here. About full, what is it, S10 here? But anyway, you're clear enough I can understand what you're saying, and that's good enough. How do I sound on your end?
Sounds pretty good on my end. A little static, not terrible, but it looks like W4NYK is in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm not sure how far away that is from you. Is that a long distance away?
Angie. Yeah, it's about 25 minutes from here. I'm not sure, like I said, exactly where the repeater is located. But it gets pretty good coverage in this area. And I believe there's about 7 or 8 repeaters in Greenville area. So it's pretty good. They got the place covered. Have you been on locally where you're at? I think that, what was that guy's name? Tim, that runs the local club there. Have you been talking to him?
W4NYK, this is KD2PQA. I haven't talked to Tim. I talked to him yesterday, I believe. He was on the repeater. He's actually on today, too, chatting with a few of the local hams here. And everybody's talking about the weather, of course, because the weather here is abysmal. And we're just getting the groan of the storm. Julie and I went out to a restaurant, grabbed something, a bite to eat, and the neighbors were watching the kids. So we got a few minutes away, you know, which we never do, but on our way home, it was a complete whiteout. Just awful, awful weather. It seems to be getting worse, and I think we're in for a big storm tonight. We're supposed to get a lot of snow. They actually canceled the football game up in Buffalo for the Buffalo Bills because of the weather, and there's all kinds of, you know, emergency alerts going off and stuff like that. I'll probably tune in on their repeater and check it out. Do you have the SDR up and going? Are you able to see the transmission coming across?
Started to figure out how to use it. Here on the, it's like a spectrum, they call it a waterfall spectrum, and it's very granular, but I can see you, your signal coming in loud and clear here. I'm sort of overwhelming it, I think, because I'm in the same room with the radio, so I hope I don't fry it, but I have it on, I have the handy key on low power, so it should be fine. I had to watch a few videos because there's a lot of features to it, and of course every SDR software is different, so a little bit of a learning curve for each one. But it's fun. I think it covers somewhere around the 50 megahertz all the way up to 1.766 gigahertz. And the antennas that it comes with is they're more appropriate for about 2 meters up to 23 centimeters. So I got to get some bigger antennas for the lower band to really take advantage of it. But it's fun.
Copy that, KCJNG. I got to pick up a Raspberry Pi. My Raspberry Pi that I had set up for my ground station for the ADS-B ground station for tracking flight traffic, that actually caught fire not long back. Unfortunately, I went to go use it, and I got an alert from my provider that I, you know, sign up with for the paid service for it, and it I noticed it wasn't working. I got the alert, and I went down and looked at it, and the Raspberry Pi where the SD card was pretty burned up and not smoldering, but it was very, very hot, and you could see the SD card was toast, and the port for the SD card had been fried. So I'm not sure if I got hit during a storm or something. I did not have it grounded with a surge protector, which is my fault. I normally do that, but it was working really, really well up to that point, and it got me all the way to, I want to say, 350 nautical miles, which was like up into Nova Scotia. I was tracking flight traffic all the way above the Great Lakes there. Above Ontario, in regards to the SDR stuff, I don't have much experience with it, and I'm going to probably pick up a little Raspberry Pi or something and see if I can get one going, because I think that'd be fun to, you know, watch the transmissions come across and look at it on the spectrum there.
That might, the Raspberry Pis are fun. They take a little bit of a take some time to figure out, for sure. It's a little more programming involved with this thing, but they're fun. And the one, this SDR that I have, is SDR RTL version 4, and, you know, it's about the size of a pack of gum, so a USB module, and it's basically plug and play. I had to download some drivers for it that they did. Driver program where it basically takes the driver that Windows uses for it, that, you know, it assigns automatically when the module is plugged in, and then it changes it over to a different driver that, I guess, is more compatible with the software. But yeah, otherwise it's easy. It's an RG170 antenna line, which is, you know, not super low loss, but it's only about 6 feet long, so shouldn't be too much loss with it. And they're only like $30, so worth picking up. Cheap enough anyway. KC2JNG.
Copy that, KC2JNG. KD2PQA. Listening in still here. I'm just going to do a text transmission here and see if you can receive the text message. I'm not sure if that'll come across or how that come across to you. I'm not sure if it only works in just EchoLink or not, but I'm going to do a test transmission here. Let's just try this and see if you're able to get anything on your side. I'm sending the test now. Here it comes. KCGJNG. This is KD2PQA. I just sent over one of the text messages through the software platform here. I was just curious to see, did that come across? Was that sent across the repeater? Did you hear anything?
No, I didn't hear anything come through. I hear little weird beeps, but I didn't hear the text message. Right now, I'm using the Echo Link app. Can you hear me? Can you hear me fine using it?
I can hear you. Yeah, you're definitely getting an echo in the room. I think there's a dual audio happening there, so there's a little bit of an echo on your transmission. But other, you were a lot more clear versus transmitting over your handy key there. Much better, just other than the echo that you have going on. But that could be because you have both of the units up and running there.
Yeah, copy that, Mike. I turned the radio off because there definitely was an echo here. I don't know. It's faint. When we talk back and forth, it's faint over the radio. But through the Echo Link app here, it's crystal clear. But these things are a lot of fun. It's a fun experimenting with this stuff. And try sending the text message again. Maybe it didn't get transmitted for some reason. Try it again.
Just sent over another text message there to you to see if that would go through, but your audio improved significantly, and it sounds like you're right in the room with me. Much better over the Echo Link for sure. KD2PQA.
Yeah, so is there any snow coming down there in where you're at there around Rochester? I saw on the radar it was a heavy band of snow moving from, looked like Buffalo area there, Lake Erie, moving east in that direction.
Yes, we are receiving a huge amount of snow right now. It's not coming down too bad at the moment, but it's really windy. We're hitting the 20s and 30s in the wind, and a lot of whiteouts on the road and stuff, you know, from the snow blowing across. But supposedly the storm's got a lot of precipitation in it. It's supposed to dump a huge amount of snow. I think that's why they canceled the football game, because they knew that it was going to be dangerous travel conditions for people. So it hopefully it's not too bad and it blows over. But it, from the next rad that I was looking at, it's a pretty big storm. It's got a footprint from, you know, up into above the Lake Ontario all the way down into the Carolinas there. And mostly snow. With some heavy rains and stuff here and there, but I think we'll, depending on the lake conditions and the temperature of the lake, we should probably see quite a bit of snow here. It's pretty cold, but the last few days, because the warm front was pushed through, was in the high 30s and close to 40s on some days. I think we even hit 40 one day or two, but definitely some snow falling. How's the weather there, KC2JNG? It's KD2PQA.
It's not too bad. I think it's in about in the 40s, and it was very windy today, which is kind of unusual for this area. Since I've been down here, it hardly ever gets windy, and we had a lot of rain. You know, the last couple of days it was real heavy rain, but no snow, nothing on the forecast. I know up in the mountains they're going to get a little bit. That's about 35 minutes, 40 minutes west of here. But yeah, I guess the Carolinas, at least this part where we're at, they don't seem to get too much of that, wintry weather. And then, you know, by 11, 12 o'clock the next day, it's the sun comes out and it's beautiful. So, but yeah, I miss the snow. I would like to see some of it here. KC2JNG.
Yeah, I would imagine you guys don't get too much snow down there too often because you're below that line there, but you might actually see some. It's supposed to be a pretty big storm, so it'll be interesting to sit and watch. And we're just hunkered down over here. I got the wife and the kids in there playing Nintendo Switch, doing her game. She's playing Minecraft, of course. And we're just going to sit down and watch a movie and stuff like that, but good on the transmission. I'm glad we could get together, and I reached out to N2IDU to get him on board, and he said his antenna was blown over, and he didn't want to transmit through it because of the he was afraid it would, you know, fry the antenna or fry the his radio. But he's working on getting his he's going to set up his mobile application so he can get on EchoLink with us, and we could do some you know, make some contacts from Vermont to South Carolina and South Carolina to Western New York and vice versa. So that'll be a fun little experiment to do, and I'm looking forward to that. Wishing you guys well, and hope you guys have a good night. Tell Lori and everybody we said hello, and take it easy. We love you guys. We'll talk soon. 73 to you guys.
Yeah, sounds good, Mike. Yep, say hello to your wife and kids, and we'll catch up in a few days, hopefully sooner, and we'll do some little more experimenting. I'm going to see if I can get this antenna outside, and maybe we can get, you know, get a better signal there. But yeah, see, we'll talk to Dad. Hopefully he can get connected to the, I believe it's the Scutney repeater there is EchoLink connected. So, we'll talk to him about that, but all right. Have a good night. God bless. And, signing off. KC2JNG out.
KC2JNG. W4NYK, thanks for the repeater transmissions here. We appreciate it, guys, and good solid link. This is KD2PQA signing off. Have a good night.